A night at Merrion Park that will never be forgotten for players, supporters and officials of Boyne Harps Football Club began with a moment's remembrance as those gathered observed a minute's silence in honour of Dennis McKenna, a name synonymous with West End United, Drogheda Celtic and Garda soccer teams who sadly passed away this week. Our yes, Jay, goreva anam. Both Boyne Harps and Navan Cosmos came into this, their last game, harbouring hopes of taking the league title, with both also mindful that if reigning champions Woodview Celtic collected the 3 points from their clash with Mahevnamore at the same time in Dundalk, plus another 3 from their final match on Sunday, then they would be champions, regardless of last night's Merrion Park outcome. But we wouldn't have to wait till Sunday for our new champions. The Drogheda men seized their moment. The match itself was furious and full-blooded, as both sides committed fully to the pursuit of the 3 points on offer. But this made genuine clear-cut openings a rarity, with composure falling victim to the pace of the game. Brendan O'Donnell did head over from close range early on for Navan, before Boyne emerged as the stronger side in the first half, and the Drogheda men almost nabbed an opener on 8 minutes, but Paddy O'Boyle's header was cleared off the line by a Navan defender. Kieran Hartnett's free kick tested Jay Lowney in the Boyne goal on 16 before the first goal of the night arrived 2 minutes later, but it was in Dundalk, Padraig Harty putting Woodview Celtic firmly in the title driving seat courtesy of their game in hand. Woodview Celtic 41 points, Boyne Harps 41 points, Navan Cosmos 39. The second half in Drogheda was similarly frantic, with Harps probably edging it in terms of possession and midfield control, but struggling to turn that into real openings. 52 minutes, another update from Dundalk. Jimmy Cooney's penalty had drawn Mahevnamore level. Boyne Harps 41 points, Woodview Celtic 39 points, Navan Cosmos 39. Boyne were back in control of their own destiny. A winner in the remaining 38 minutes would deliver the title. Danny Coyle volleyed over. Manny Smith snatched at a shot. David McDonald tumbled in the area under Alan Murphy's challenge, but the penalty award didn't come. The goal wouldn't come. Boyne were running out of time. Navan still harboured hopes of their own. The experienced Paul Bartley almost hauled him to the table summit with 2 minutes left, but his effort missed by inches, and seconds later Conor Walsh swivelled 22 yards out, but his shot could only find Lowney's chest. And then some confusion. 90 minutes plus 2, a goal kick for Navan somehow became a throw-in and the Mead men didn't get it clear. Substitute Shane Boylan found himself in space on the left of the area and drilled a cross low into the box. It could have been cleared, it might have missed everybody, but it didn't. It found David McDonald and the Boyne number 11 kept his head to pick his spot past Dean Peppard. Boyne Harps 1, Navan Cosmos 0. Boyne Harps 43 points, Woodview Celtic 39 points, Navan Cosmos 38. The North East Football League, incorporating the Mead and District League, has a new name amongst its list of winners in Boyne Harps, who also become the first Drogheda team to take the league's top honour. Final score, Boyne Harps 1, Navan Cosmos 0. Adrian Taff for LMFM Sport at Merrion Park, Drogheda.